There's nothing that's going on that's not designed to bring out your potency. So this entanglement. And if you can see this, to what one really is no duration. But the frontal human mind makes everything about time and space. That makes things extremely difficult. Because then you've got limited time to be you. It's absolutely wonderfully hilarious. Wonderfully hilarious. At the same time, that's not to say that compassion through and as a living awareness is not also essential on a thriving living planet with so much potential that truly awakens through difficulty. But a planet like this is designed to bring difficulty to awaken to divinity. And then you begin to see the difficulty was never difficulty aimed at personalization of divinity, but wholeness, brightness, non-locatable divinity appearing as a human being. So it's entanglement. And also, humbly I suggest, most practitioners are entangled with their own personal identification, with keeping safe, which means keeping safe, I'm suggesting to you, means I must remain an individual in control of what I believe I need to be me. Don't know if anybody can hear that. The moment the body drops away, you just... What was that? But drop the body away now, which means the body actually becomes alive, bright, and real. So we can talk maybe a little later, but it's entanglement. The mind is an incredible apparatus, vehicle, possibility. But the thing with the mind is, it can do anything. It can do anything. It's the consciousness that transforms the mind into a vehicle of consciousness. See this human body as an endless reservoir of universal power and energy. Because basically it is. But our tendency is just go the norm. So then all the energy has to stay down. But when you just start to really see through the norm, which means you're not making it something that shouldn't be, it's just what is, then energy starts to come up and transform and transmute, transfigure, and we call that alchemy. But you've got to be able to know yourself. You've got to be able to meet that as consciousness. And you've got to be able to respond to your deep. That's how this works. Is there is this belief somehow which comes as fear that awakening is going to make your reality disappear. But that's the ego. It's a construct that's built of imprints that are energized. Like, for instance, on the computer. You energize a digital structure that has life because of the energy. You just run energy through that and it'll do that imprint. Following what I'm just saying? And so reality is not going to disappear because you are reality. That's why I call this reality practice. You are reality. In fact, you're the highest reality, and all realities that come from it is your true nature. So you have to transcend this fear that your reality is going to collapse. No, that's only your idea of yourself. The ego moves when awareness, the one who's listening to these words now, goes beyond its limitation. And it has a library that's very extensive of why you shouldn't go beyond the known. Anybody had that experience?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's doing. It just pulls it up. It's able to pull it up. Basically because consciousness, the one who's listening to these words now, has given it permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what you really want to do is you want to go, can you fetch for me, ego, how I get from A to B? How do I do that? And ego goes, shh, here you go. Thank you, ego. Can you fetch to me what I once learned in science class? I know I'm 70 almost, but can you fetch me how that worked? In a millisecond, it will do that. It's not supposed to fetch you any identification with body, mind, at all. It's been trained to. It's an incredible vehicle, this mind, that will do some other kind of fetching. It will not disturb you.